Welcome to Afyayim Yerushalmi. This year's sponsor for the schus of the return of all the hostages and for the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding a Shabbos Daf Pei Beis and the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek 11, the 11th Perek, beginning of Halacha Hey, four lines down in Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Hazoyrek min hayam leyabosho bnei yabosho layam. Someone who throws from the sea to the land or from the land to the sea. The sea is considered to be a karmelis. It's not a rishus hayochid, it's not a rishus harabim, it's not a private domain or a public domain, it's the one in between called the karmelis, and therefore this is going to have, not have a din of throwing from rishus hayochid to rishus harabim. Similarly, min hayam l'sfino min hasfino l'yam, throwing from the sea to a boat, or from the boat to the sea, u'min hasfino l'chaverto, or from one boat to another, in all these cases he's putter, because the yam is karmelis, and throwing from a boat to the yam is throwing from shayochid to a karmelis. It's always butter, and from a boat to another boat, as from one shayochid to another shayochid through a karmelis, that it's asur as well, but he's butter. Sfina is kshur is zubizu metalta mizulizu. If two boats are attached to each other and tied to each other, so then you can do tilde from one to another, the two shesayoch to one next to each other, and the ones get explained that they did an eruv. Imeinam kshuris, if they're not tied, al pishimu kofois, even though they're next to each other, emitalatim mezulazu, and the pashto says, even if they did an eruv, the eruv doesn't work, because if they're not tied together, so each one goes to a different direction. Says the Gemara, Abba, Barav Chuno, Omar, bikshuris begemi, they tied with a gemi. Meaning gemi is not a very strong material. So even though the tie-up is not very strong, it's still good enough. Rabbi Zibar Abay Nomar, Vehem Shehirvu. It has to be the Dideyuv. So that's where you can go from one Shusayach to another Shayachid, because each boat belongs to a different owner. Rabchiyah Rav Eimi Tareyon Mishem Rav Lozor, they both said him Rav Lozor, Chad Omar B'Shein B'Neim Ruchav Arbo, V'Chud Omar Ful Yesh B'Neim Ruchav Arbo. One said, they're not allowed to take from one boat to another, even if they're tied together, and even if there is a eruv between them. You're not allowed to do that if there's more than four tefachim in between. Why? Because then they become a karmelis. There's a karmelis between the two boats. You can't take from shusayachit to shusayachit through a karmelis. Only if it's less than four, then it's fine. And the other mandama holds that even if it's more than four, it's allowed, and the Gemara is going to explain why right away. Who said what? Meaning, the boat is talking about a boat that it's not above the water 10. Meaning, even though we talk about a boat which is a Rishus HaYochid, and it has at least a height of 10 inside, but some of it is in the water, some of it is outside of the water. Outside of the water, you see a wall which is less than 10. So, if he's taking from one boat to another, and it's going through the sea in between, it's going through the karmelis, because it's within 10 tefachim to the water, and the water is a karmelis. So he's taking from one to another, he's taking from one shesayach to another shesayach through a karmelis, that's usur, even though he may not go, not landing in the karmelis, it's still usur, maybe he will fall in the karmelis. But if it will be above 10, if the wall is more than 10, and he's taking from one boat to another, above 10 is not karmelis anymore, it's mokaptur. So then it should be fine to take from one boat to another. As the Gemara explains, of a bayimimer, they wanted to say, the one who says there's no distance of four, that's the only time you can take from one boat to another. I feel like in a verse, sir, talk about a case that the boat doesn't have a height of 10 above the water. But the one who says that has that at least a height of 10, so then that's what he says. You could take from one boat to another, even though the distance in between is more than four. The reason is because karmelis goes only until the height of 10. More than 10 is not karmelis anymore, it's mokab tur. Says the Gemara now, Sfina Shabayam Gvoya Asar Tvochim. So if you have a boat which has the height of 10, now I'll take it from there to the sea, because you're going from Rishus HaYochid to Karmelis, and not from the sea to it. If it does have 10 tefachim in it, but it's not above the water, similar to what we just said a moment ago, it above the water, it doesn't have 10, So then, metaltim isoich leihem, you could take from it to the sea, even though it's rosh hashayachit. But because it's less than tefachim from the floor, you can take it from it to the sea. Avaloi minayan otoich, but you can't take from the sea to it. So he says, what does it mean? Ravo ma beyochon and bai. Why can we take from it into the sea? Doesn't have the height of 10. So even though inside the boat there is 10 tefachim, but because from the water level you don't see 10 tefachim, you consider this to be like a karmelis that you can take from it to the sea. It's not considered to be taking from Shusayachi to the sea. If so, in Kini afilu minayam toicho. So also from the sea to it should be fine to take into it. Elamai, what are you going to explain? Allow me nayan otoicho. So why can you take from the sea to the boat? Because at the end of the day, there's 10 tefachim height in this boat. In kine, I feel the toicho layan. So also from it to the sea should be usur. Says Gemara, avoin v'allow me toicho layan mutar pisakono. The reason they were makel to take from a boat to the sea when the boat is not 10 tefachim above the sea is because of sakona. If you don't allow them to take things from the boat to the sea, so the sewer that they have in the boat, they won't be able to throw it out. And that will cause a sakana if they're going to be with the sewer in the boat the entire Shabbos. So there's a special cool they did, and Mashmosa Legmar is only when the walls of the boat, not 10 tefachim above the sea, they gave their kulo to take from Shusayachi to a karmelis. Says the Gemara, Sela Shabayam, Gavoya Sar Tefachim, Ein Metalte Mitoich Layam, Tulim Inayam Latoich. You have a rock in the sea, and it has a height of 10 tefachim. So now I'll take from it to the sea or from the sea to it, because again, it has a din of Shusayachi. Pochus we can, but if it's less than 10 tefachim height, mutter. Says the Gemara, Ma bin Tzela, Ma bin Tzino, what's the difference between a rock and a boat? The Reb Chaim explains, the Gemara understood, we're not talking about a rock that doesn't have the height of 10 at all. It does have the height of 10, just it's underwater. So if you measure the rock from top to bottom, it's more than 10 tefachim, but what's sticking above the water is less than 10 tefachim. We said by a boat, you're not allowed to take from the sea to the boat if it has 10 tefachim in it. So why are you allowed to take from the sea to the rock? Answers the Gemara, Dapi Beis Amud Beis, Sfino Oilo V'yuredes. Selo B'mkoy Mohi. So according to Reb Chaim, the Gemara now changes the understanding. The Gemara says, we're really not talking about a Sfino who has the height of 10, or a rock that has the height of 10. So if it doesn't have the height of 10, it's a karmelis. So what's the issue to take from the sea and bring it into the boat? And why you can't do that? So the answer is because the Sfino Oilo V'yuredes Imo. Because the boat moves in the water, so it looks like it's not part of the water. So therefore, you're not allowed to take from the water into it because it's two karmelis. From one karmelis to another karmelis, also a bon aser, when it's clear that it's two different mishuyas. So the sea and the boat don't look as one because the boat goes up and down. But the rock is standing in one place. It doesn't move. So therefore, it's not nikar as a separate mishuyas, and therefore you can take from the water into the rock from one karmelis to another. Continues the Gemara, and Reb Chaim explains the next question of the Gemara is the next part of the Braisa regarding the rock. It says, right after that in the rock you're allowed to carry in the rock itself ad beis ha'asayim, until the size of two seyas, which we'll see later in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to mention also briefly over here in this daf, that's the amount you're allowed to measure when you have no walls to make it into a shusayochit. So you're allowed to carry in this rock until the size of Beis HaSaim. Says the Gemara, but according to your understanding, that this rock is a karmelis. So, v'loi karmelisi klum mutal taltel b'karmelis ala b'arbamis. And a karmelis, you're not allowed to carry in a karmelis only within arbamis, like Rishus HaRabim, Rebonim Ramachmir. So, why are you allowed to carry in this rock? Says the Gemara, v'ilo al roisho. Roisho means it's talking about the beginning of the braiso. What's the beginning of the braiso? When you have a height of 10, which is a shusayochid, you're not allowed to take from the sea to it, from it to the sea. And there we're saying that you're allowed to carry on top of it because it's a shusayochid. So within Beis HaSaim, you're allowed to carry in it. So when it's bigger than Beis HaSaim, why can you carry in it? Isn't it a shusayochid? Says the Gemara, a fence that surrounded a field, surrounded a place where you have seeds. You're allowed carrying it only 4 amas. Meaning when you have a fence which is not meant lediro, if you make a fence around the area and it's meant to live in it, it can be as big as you want. But if it's meant here only to surround a field, so then you're allowed to carry it only until the size of Beis HaSayim, to say us, but not more than that. So here, when you have a rock in the middle of the sea, if it's more than Beis HaSayim, you can't carry it because it's not hukaf ladir, it's not meant for living space. But if it's less than Beis HaSayim, you can carry there, and we talk about that's full shus ayochit. Pachos mikan, the Gemara now is quoting the end of the Braisa once again. Pachos mikan, mitalti mitoich liyam, minyam natoicho. If it's less than 10 tfachim high, so you can carry from it to the sea and from the sea to it. These words the Gemara just mentioned doesn't apply, it's not referring to the end, it refers back to the beginning, as we said before, that if it is 10 tfachim, so you can carry it until Beis HaSayim. So this is as if putting it in parentheses. But the Gemara is focused on the safe on the sentence before. You say you can take from the sea to the rock, from the rock to the sea. So according to this, you can take from one carmelis to another carmelis. The rock is less than 10 tfachim, so it's a carmelis. And you can take from it to the sea, which is a carmelis as well. So one carmelis to another carmelis is fine. And the Gemara understands that you can't take from a carmelis, let's say you have a valley next to the sea. You can't take from the sea to the valley and from the valley to the sea. So answers the Gemara, because the sea is surrounding the rock from every side, it's considered to be one carmelis. And as Rav Chaim points out, the boat is different because the boat moves. As we said, when it moves, it does not connect to the sea. But here it doesn't move and it's also surrounded. It's one carmelis you can take from one to another. Rav Nuna Omar, Nesa Shu Chutza Svino, Vein Bar Roichav Harbo. You have a piece of wood that sticks out from the boat and doesn't have the width of four. Because it doesn't have the width of four, it has a din of a mokum p'tur. So one can sit in it and make his tzrochim over there in Shabbos, even though the tzrochim are coming from the mokum p'tur to the carmelis. But taking it from mokum p'tur to another rishus is allowed to. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. As Reb Chaim explains, this includes not only for a person to go and make his tzrochim, go to the bathroom over there, but he also could take dirty water or shoifchim, sewer from the boat, go on that neser, on that piece of wood, and throw it into the sea. So he could take it from the boat, which is a shus ayochit, go to the mokum p'tur and throw it into the carmelis. So then, Omar Mano, Ilu Omar Teva Pchuso Yois. Mano says, no, I don't like the fact you have one big piece of wood. You should have a basket that has four mechitzas to it. So then it's a Shusa Yochit. And then this basket, you look, it's called, you imagine as if the mechitzas of the basket are going down and hitting the sea. So it's considered to be as if the Shusa Yochit is going down until the sea, so he's throwing in the Shusa Yochit. Omar Avoin, Ravon says, Mandabai meve takon alih, if someone wants to do something for a boat, he has a different way to do it. Moitzi netze chutz l'shloisho, take out a piece of wood within three tfachim to the boat. It means not out of three tfachim, but within three tfachim. So it's considered to be loved with a boat. Now the gisa of Chaim is, sheyesh bo yoy chavarbo, it has the width of four. So the way Reb Chaim explains it is like this. You have a piece of wood which has the width of four tfachim. He makes a hole in it of a tefach and a half. And because it's in within three tefachim to the boat, so the total hole is four tefachim. In addition, the surrounding nesa, the surrounding piece of wood, is considered to be surrounding from three sides. Because you took the wood, you made a hole of tefach and a half in the middle of it. So you have a surrounding wood on three sides. And two of the sides are within three tefachim to the boat. So it's considered to be as if it's connected to the boat. So you come out with a hole of 4x4, which is considered, which you imagine it to have four walls around it. One wall is the board itself. One wall is the piece of wood. And the other two is the two sticking woods in the two sides of the wood that you made a hole there that is considered to be as if it's pulling over and reaching the boat. So you have here a hole of four surrounded by wood. So the first one, Dharma said, do it with a basket. He says, you don't have to do a basket. Just a piece of wood will be good enough if you do it the right way. And according to Reb Chaim, the Gemara says, the Oma of Yaakov Ba'ach B'Sher of Nuno, why do we see that? Shekol Shloish V'Shloish V'Smuch L'Mechitzek V'Mechitzem. If you're within three tfachim, it's considered to be as if love, it's considered to be as if you're connected to the boat. Says the Gemara of Yitzchak Ba'av Lozo Mefakil of Rishai Ba'av Shemi. He told Rishai Ba'av Shemi, they have a parish, he was going on a boat, Make a open basket. In other words, he wanted to use the way Rav Manna said to do it, which means you use the basket that has a literally four bechitzas around it and not to rely on a piece of wood and to make the hole in between. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Pei Beis.